West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio, Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Ben, on this smoky Monday.
It's even smoky in the studio right now.
It is.
It's coming through the air conditioning.
Is this where it's coming from?
Yeah, because we're on fire. We're on fire here in the West Live.
On fire for a Monday morning. It's just spreading out from Mandurah to Yanchep.
And now we've both got kids, and so I'm sure you were just as shocked as I was to read the story in the paper today about antidepressants being prescribed to kids.
I couldn't believe this either. So more than 80,000 prescriptions are being given to children every year. More than 80,000. Last year, as you're saying, how young these kids are, antidepressants were prescribed to kids five and under on 214 occasions.
It's amazing.
There's actually no proof that they even work for kids that young, which is even more disturbing that they're being prescribed and the knowledge is that they don't work.
And so what do we know? What do we know about this situation?
Well, this data is coming to us from Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme claims, so that's how we know about this. And they're looking at doing some research into whether there's a link between suicide and the prescription of antidepressants. So that's why we have these data. Experts are saying, you know, most kids with depression should probably have psychological therapy first. Then if that doesn't work, then bring in the antidepressants. But what we're hearing that's happening is there's a shortage of child psychiatrists. So often these kids are being prescribed antidepressants by GPs who are not specialists in the field before they've had the chance to go and do the therapy version first and give that a crack. So it seems like there's definitely more child psychiatrists needed to deal with the problem. And obviously, I know whether it's a thing of, it's more talked about or more obvious now, so that's why we're seeing a lot more of this, or whether the issues are different. You know, what kids 40 years ago had to deal with are very different issues to what kids have to deal with now.
Yeah, and we know that 40 years ago, the advice was probably, suck it up.
Toughen up, get on your bike.
Yeah, and you sort of keep a stiff upper lip. These days, of course, there's much more awareness around mental health, which I'm sure plays a role in the increase in prescription of antidepressants. But you hit the nail on the head when it comes to a number of child psychiatrists. But we saw just a couple of weeks ago the psychs at PCH walk off the job because they were so under-resourced. They couldn't keep up with the demand of the referrals that were coming in from GPs. And I guess it's not hard to see how a GP in that situation, knowing that it's so hard to get a patient in to see specialist help, they'd be thinking, well, you know, this kid could do something.
Exactly.
Could harm themselves. So maybe the best thing to do in this situation is to prescribe them some antidepressants, even though, as you say, there is some question marks over how effective they are in really young kids. It's just a terrible situation, and there's no easy fix.
Five and under.
Yeah.
I had to read that twice. I was just five and under. And not only, we're not talking just a handful of times. We're talking 214 occasions just in WA.
Yeah. And what does that say, unfortunately, about society, that we have kids that young who sit in front of a doctor and are presenting those symptoms that would have the doctor think that that's the best course of action? It's sad. It's sad no matter how you look at it.